Welcome to We Are Hospitality, a podcast from the Rhode Island Hospitality Association, with your host, me, Bill Bartholomew. Welcome into another edition of We Are Hospitality, and today we're going to talk about the Oak Hill Tavern. So I guess let's get right into it with Brian Casey. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Tell us about the Oak Hill Tavern.
The Oak Hill Tavern is a local neighborhood restaurant and tavern that's been around for over 100 years. It's metamorphosed into what it is now, which is a neighborhood place to hang out and have fun, indoors and outdoors. I've owned the Oak Hill Tavern for 21 years now.
As a small business owner in an industry that was hugely affected by the pandemic, how have you adapted to the new regulations?
We've adapted by moving a lot of our dining outside. We had a rather large outdoor area that we've put into fruition now. We're fortunate enough that we've had a large outdoor area that really wasn't 100% utilized, and it forced us to utilize it and make it more efficient during this pandemic. We've also turned to a lot of takeout, so that's helped us get through this also.
You're the chairman of the National Restaurant Association, which represents our nation's second largest private sector employer. What goals or plans have you set for the food service industry?
You know, we need to come out of this pandemic. And I also think one of the biggest goals is to garner a little more respect for this industry. This is an industry that's given a lot of people their first jobs, and a lot of people have made careers out of this also. So it's a broad spectrum of people that have come through this, or spent time in this industry, and it needs to garner the respect it deserves.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners or kind of let them know? Obviously, we have, with Governor McKee in place, we're seeing some lightening of restrictions up to 66% capacity indoors today. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to not move backwards at any point. But is there anything else out that you want to throw into this conversation?
Yes. The thing is, I'm going to say to your listeners is go out and enjoy restaurants. Managed and run by professionals who have the public safety as well as their employee safety number one top priority. If you go out, you can see what has happened in this industry. This industry has always been a very cleanly industry, and it's even more now. You know, we were inspected by health departments prior to this, and we're inspected even more now. And you can support the industry by going out. And you could be safe while dining out in the state and throughout the country.
You're in North Kingstown, and you know that's the pandemic has impacted different zip codes and different parts of the state. Really, frankly, throughout the country, we've seen this where different areas have been impacted. North Kingstown was certainly impacted by COVID. But what have you heard from other restaurant owners and operators across the state as far as kind of coming to a consensus about how to move forward, particularly those areas that are most impacted by COVID?
You know, you are 100% correct that different areas of the country and even the state have been affected differently. I think if you look at the large cities, Chicago, New York, LA, they have been tremendously affected by this. And, you know, out here in North Kingstown, kind of the suburbs, we're not quite as bad as Providence. But to move forward, we need a game plan from our leaders of how to move forward. Give us a plan that is written and tells us if we hit certain marks for hospitalizations and that, what will happen if we hit those marks? Can we have 100% capacity? Can we have bar seating back? Can we have, you know, that type of thing, extended hours? We need a written game plan that can show us a way forward is what we really need.
What's been the thing that has been the most impactful on your business as far as which restrictions is a bit? Obviously, the bar restriction is a big thing, but is it just capacity or is it more optics? What would you say?
I would say the number one thing is the bar seating.
Yeah.
You know, number two is capacity. That's, you know, we're an industry that runs on low margins but works on volume. And with low capacities, restrictions, the volume isn't there to make it profitable.
Last question, moving into the summer, are you optimistic right now? I mean, obviously it's here we are in a kind of chilly March, early March morning, but it's, I guess, okay to think about the summer. Governor McKee says March 14th, daylight savings time, is when we're going to start to further ease restrictions. Do you feel optimistic right now?
I do feel optimistic. I'll be 100% honest, on a personal note, we have live entertainment 3 nights a week at the Oak Hill Tavern, and we did absolutely no entertainment last year. I have, starting May 1st, we have booked entertainment going through the summer.
Wow.
So I do feel optimistic. Things are going to lighten up.
That's great. That's really exciting. Nightside entertainment booking down there, right?
Al, you got it. Good old Al Sozzillo. I've worked with Al for over 20 years.